Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, joining us on the line right now, David Martosko, a U.S. political editor for the Daily Mail and a man who is following Donald Trump around the country at times and got an interesting story. I want to touch base with him and talk to him about this. He's in Orlando covering Trump, who's who made a speech to 700 pastors in Orlando. David, good morning to you. Tell me about this speech, because I'm reading the story here on it, and it says it was a rather subdued performance conducted without benefit of a written speech or a teleprompter. Tell me how it went.
Well, it was a little weird because, you know, usually you expect anytime Trump's got more than 10 people in a room for him to be pretty animated. But this was a very calm, cool, and collected speech, unlike any I've seen from him in weeks, frankly. He got up there and just kind of reflected about his life and about faith and about, you know, the need for religious freedom. And it was, frankly, you know, I've been telling people for an awful long time, having interviewed Trump maybe, I don't know, a dozen and a half times now, that there is a side of the man that's reflective and thoughtful and contemplative and even a little bit intellectually curious. And you almost never see it, but yesterday you saw it a little bit. I mean, yeah, he joked. He said, yeah, you know, make me president because doing a good job in the White House is the only way I'll ever get into heaven, and ha, ha, ha. But he actually, you know, was a decent guy and not at all snarky. And there was none of this, I mean, there's a little bit of this, gee, the president created ISIS and all that. And I don't know if you noticed, he walked that back like a half an hour ago. Now he's claiming it was sarcasm, so who knows. But the meat of that speech yesterday was unlike something we've seen from Trump in a long time.
So, I mean, where has this Trump been?
I don't know, maybe hiding behind his desk. It's very strange. I mean, I've had these experiences with him where he seems genuinely pleased to learn something he didn't know, genuinely happy, like giddy like a kid, to realize that he's hired the right person, cast the right person in the right role as a businessman. He just doesn't let the public see it, and it's a little weird, frankly. And what's even weirder to me, honestly, is this whole business about him now saying, yeah, I said literally the president founded ISIS, but I was being sarcastic. I mean, the problem with the president doing that is that you can't unstart a war. I mean, you know, there's a certain level of discipline I think you have to show, and he's not doing it, except when he gets in front of 700 men of the cloth and all of a sudden he turns into a decent guy.
So, David, why do you think we're seeing sort of this clear double standard in the media in sort of the way that Donald Trump is covered versus the way that Hillary Clinton is covered? And I'll offer just this week with both the Second Amendment comments and then also Omar Mateen's father being at the Clinton rally. Newsbuster says that ABC, CBS, and NBC spent a combined 25 minutes, 35 seconds on Trump's comments versus Mateen's appearance at the Clinton rally, which was 4 minutes and 51 seconds of coverage, which we all know that if he had attended a Trump rally and had endorsed Donald Trump, that would be front page news. Why do you think this double standard exists?
Well, two reasons. And I've spoken about the first reason on this show before, which is I think that it's having spent time in both the Clinton and the Trump press bubbles, it's plain to me that the majority of both groups really does not want to see Donald Trump be president. So, and a lot of that comes down from the editors who make the decisions about what gets covered. There clearly is a media bias in this campaign. There's no question in my mind that if you think that the decision makers in the major media are liberal, you have no idea how right you are. Now, having said that, I will also allow that Donald Trump is box office. Anytime something interesting happens on the Donald Trump trail, whether it's bad or good for him, it's going to be covered 10 times more than anything that happens on the Hillary Clinton trail, because comparatively speaking, for viewers and readers, Hillary Clinton is boring. You know, nobody races to turn on the TV to see what Hillary Clinton's doing. But, you know, you can guarantee it that when Donald Trump announces on Twitter at 7:30, hey, I'm going to be on Fox and Friends at 8 o'clock, he's just added maybe 300,000, 400,000 viewers to that show just by sending a tweet. Everybody knows that he's box office. So when something crazy happens on the Trump trail, it becomes news because everybody's scrambling for ratings and readers.
Because even, you know, you'll see, even when he gave his economic speech, there seemed to be a focus on the protesters that he didn't react to, as opposed to, you know, what he was actually saying and actually staying on script.
Well, look, economic speeches are, again, very boring. They're dry. They're, you know, nobody really cares about them at this point. We're not in the, you know, the New Hampshire primary season anymore where people are filtering out messages. You know, now we're in a contest of personality and a contest of, you know, of style over substance. So, everybody cares about the personal interactions. We don't get to see Trump very often interact with voters. I mean, he does. You know, he holds a rope line and talks to and shakes hands with hundreds of people after every speech, but we don't get to listen to those conversations. Really, almost the only time we get to listen to him interact with a voter is when he shouts at them being protesters. I mean, that's just the only time we get to see it. So it's interesting. I understand from talking, you know, to press handlers out here on the campaign trail, and I'm here embedded with the campaign constantly, is that in the coming month and a half or so, we're going to start to see a lot more of these, what they call retail campaign stops, where he drops into a coffee shop or all that stuff. And he's going to talk to voters more. We're going to see that on camera.
That might be a good thing. Well, I'm really sort of interested, though, because apparently you talk about this. He takes away the teleprompter, which in my mind right now is not a good thing. But apparently it worked yesterday before these pastors. He was more muted, spoke sort of in a somber and contemplative way. But then he says things like he's going to continue to be aggressive because we beat 17 people and that's how I got where I am today and I'm not going to change. Which is it? Which one are we going to see? That's what I'm having a hard time with here.
Okay. Well, my view on this is that you're going to see both. I mean, he's got to play to a number of different audiences, and he's going to do it in different ways. He's going to go to these rallies where he speaks to, you know, last night in Orlando. I mean, perfect example. Yesterday, he gave three speeches, okay? He gave an evening rally to like 10,000 people where he was completely vintage Trump, peak Trump, crazy out there, a little bit loony. He did this pastor speech in the afternoon in Orlando where he was really subdued and contemplative and thoughtful. You know, he also did a morning speech to the home builders in Miami before he went to Orlando, where it was kind of a blend. He was talking about specifically about their issues. He was talking like very knowledgeably about the needs of regulations and home building, and then at the end threw in a little bit of red meat for them. So he's trying to be all things to all people.
Well,
he almost has to at this point because his base itself isn't big enough to win an election. He's got to accumulate new audience.
Would you?
I'm sorry. We have to leave it right there. Thank you so much, David Martosko. I'm encouraged to hear that there are many sides to this, the many facets to this diamond. That's good to hear.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.